You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. I am indeed Tom Ackerman, joined by Bernie Miklas. My monitor just went out, Drew. I'm going to try to fix that as I talk. Great to be along with Bernie. Great to be along with you. And last night, what do they call it? WWE Backlash. It's like, Bernie, this is like... They had this pro wrestling event in St. Louis last night. People just go nuts for this thing. I think WWE right now is like the number two sport in America behind the NFL. They go nuts. I mean, they pack these buildings for WWE. Savannah Bananas, yeah, who are coming, they pack the place. I'm like, what do the Cardinals need to do outside of win? Yeah. You know, let's get some people downtown. This team, again, I will not tell fans what to do, but wouldn't it be fun if they started to come back to the ballpark to celebrate these players? Because what they've done the last seven games is pretty darn impressive.
You know, it is, my friend, and good to be with you. But, you know, I would even push it back a little more, and I would say it's really – yeah, the seven-game winning streak is great. Don't get me wrong. But they've also won 9 out of their last 11 games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, starting with that doubleheader in Cincinnati where they pounded the Reds both times. And unfortunately, they lost the next day. But – they're 9-2, which is the best record in the National League since April the 30th. And, you know, winning 7 in a row speaks for itself. But the pitching has just been great. It's been absolutely great. Bullpen, especially during the 7-game winning streak, they got an 0.93 ERA. You know, that's just one example. The starters have been really good. The offense during this winning streak's averaging over 5 runs per game. So they've always played excellent defense. That's been true all season. But the base running is good. I mean, all parts of the team are working very, very well. And then to your point, and it's funny, Tom, because just before I came up to my office to get started with you here on Sports on a Sunday Morning, I was talking to my wife, Kirsten, about this. And she said, do you think more fans will, you know, go to games? I said, well, they're going to have some things on their side. I mean, you know, kids are getting out of school soon if they're not already, and weather better and all that stuff. But she said, well, what will it take? I said, well, they got to win. I said, but even then, there's somebody, there seems to be still, and maybe these are the most vocal fans, because Cardinals fans are great overall. There's no question. But the ones that get on social media, the ones that try to make noise, I mean, very, very unhappy about everything. And I've had discussions with my wife and some friends on this. As you know, I wonder, like, if you... So let me just say this, and some people won't like it, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you profess to be a Cardinals fan, why wouldn't you be really happy right now? You know, like, okay, I get it. You're mad at the owner. You're mad at Mo. You're mad at Ollie. You're mad at this. But isn't the reason, a big, huge part of the reason you haven't been happy is because the team's been kind of mediocre and whatever. But they're playing really good baseball. They're an entertaining team. They have a lot of energy. They're athletic. They're fast. Their batting approach has improved dramatically. Their bullpen is outstanding, and Ollie Marmol and Dusty Blake fixed it after realizing they had to. They reshaped it. So I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if some people will just sort of put their anger aside just to maybe enjoy the team here and there. You know, every now and then. I'm not saying go to every game, but I'm fascinated by this because I think the funniest thing that could happen would be if the Cardinals are really good. Because then what are people going to complain about? I was saying to Kirst, I said, well, you know, all I hear all the time, payroll, 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 payroll. Well, their payroll is like $30, $35 million less this year, but they're a better team. And you say, what do you mean they're a better team? Because after 40 games last year, they were 16-24. After 40 games this year, they're 21-19. And 21-19 doesn't mean let's organize a parade. But I've always said it's not payroll, payroll, payroll as much as being smart.
Yeah.
About developing your own players and making good decisions with your roster.
That's
so what anyway, I'm sorry, man.
It's what they've always been. Like, what? No, this is a good discussion. I want to keep this going because, you know, it's what they've always been. Like, when were the Cardinals ever leading Major League Baseball in payroll? When did they ever go get a major? They might have tried or said they tried, but when did they ever go get a big free agent ever? And outbid everybody for said free agent. Never. It never happened. They never did it. So here's the other thing. Yeah. I heard last night a fan tell me after the 7-game win streak said, I refuse to give Ollie Marmol and John Mozeliak credit for this. I'm like, all right. I mean, whatever. I mean, yeah, when did
grievance.
Tell
grievance.
Me when, tell me when during Mike Schilt, Mike Matheny, Tony La Russa, when they were drawing $3 million a year, that people were like, you know, they're because of Tony La Russa. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were like, we're coming to the games because we back Tony La Russa and the ownership group. Like, they weren't doing that. They were there for the players. They were there for each other. They were there to experience baseball in the summer in St. Louis. That's what I'm talking about. I love our fans. I love them. And they're taking a stand. And look, I got to respect it, I guess. But I just, it is a fascinating experiment right now.
Well, it is. And again, just for the people that are, you know, going to have some type of like stress attack because I'm talking about this, let me just pause for a moment and say the Cardinals have a lot to prove.
Yes.
They're a contender based on the math. They're two games out of first place in the Central. So you can say based on the standings math right now on this day, May 11th, they're a contender. But to be a contender, you also have to be a contender all season long. Last season, they were a contender at the trade deadline. It was pretty late in the season, and then they kind of fell apart. So you don't, you know, one 9-2 stretch and 1 7-game winning streak doesn't mean that all the problems are solved, all the worries are over. No, and Tom Ackerman ain't saying that, and I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if you purport to love a team and the team is doing well, even though it means you may have to eat some of your words. And by the way, Tom, you know me. When I write something or take a stand and I am proven to be wrong with that opinion, I'm the first guy to say I was wrong about that one. I don't know what it is, that like this like pride or ego or whatever, like some people will never acknowledge. Well, maybe this team's better than we thought. Maybe I ought to give them some credit. I think people that do that deserve immense respect. But the people, it's like, I was monitoring something yesterday, and like, so they win yesterday. It's a 7-game winning streak. And everywhere I looked, and, you know, it was even a thing at my other place of employment, which, you know, sportshubstl.com, the postgame show, just complaining about Ryan Helsley. You know, oh, they should have traded him. They should have done this. You know, he's not the same. He can't handle pressure. It's like your team just won the 7th in a row, okay? And Ryan Helsley, you know what Ryan Helsley's problems are? He's had like 4 stretches this year where he goes like 4 days without pitching, and so he's not sharp when he gets in. I'm just explaining. It isn't that he all of a sudden is a bad closer. It's that there's a reason why he's not sharp, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But far be it for me to actually kind of look at reasons why things happen.
Well,
you know? So anyway, but
yeah.
Just why can't people enjoy this as it lasts? If they take a downturn, right? If they go to Philadelphia and get swept, let's say hypothetically, okay, crank up your rage machine again. But what, take a break for it a little bit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
While they're winning. Just unplug the rage machine a little bit. It's okay.
I blame Jordan Walker for that hit, making it 5-0. Then you couldn't see Helsley, so it's his fault. We didn't get to see Helsley in that game. And then Eric Fetty, I blame him for going the distance, and we didn't get to see any of the relievers. No, this has been a good run for the Cardinals. Of course, Bernie and I are playing with you a little bit, but we're also curious and fascinated. I just think this fan base is, in my lifetime, the best fan base in sports. And I know I grew up here and I am one, but you and I have seen it all. And when they're at their best, they are the best. They're the most courteous. They're the most passionate. They're the most knowledgeable. They have it all. And so that's why this kind of shocks me a little bit. But then again, you and I get them. So we sort of understood the empty seats thing. And you're 100% right. This team, hey, they haven't even played the Cubs yet. I mean, but let me throw this one at you. Wouldn't it be interesting? The year that we least expect it, that a spicy rivalry could emerge here between the Cardinals and Cubs. If they are, when we get another month going here, it's way too early to say this, but if they are the two best teams in the division, I'm curious because the division is actually open.
And I looked this up the other day, and I think I remember this correctly. You know, the Cubs and Cardinals will play each other for the first time. It's June 23rd. It's a four-game series at Busch Stadium. I can't wait to see what the standings look like on the morning of that first game. You know, I hope it's close. Because to your point, man, it'll just be popping. And if not, I mean, if the Cardinals I was joking around in something that I wrote. You know, if the Cardinals start to stumble again before that, then, you know, we'll probably see a Busch Stadium takeover by Cubs fans. It'll be the sea of blue. Does anybody really want that to happen? I would think not, but so that's why I hope the Cardinals play well, just for a lot of reasons. I've always preferred covering winners because everyone's happy. That's a good thing. But it'll be interesting to see whether the fan base by June the 23rd, if the Cardinals continue to play well, they're not going to keep winning 7 in a row, but if they continue to play good ball and keep ratcheting their record up above 500, it'd be interesting to say what that series will be like, to your point, whether that'll be a big event again, right? Because it's been a little dormant the last couple of years.
So let me ask you, as we look forward here, and it's always about what's next. I mean, I'm glad that they won 7 in a row and 9 of 11, but, you know, they do have Miles Michaelis on the mound today, and to continue what has been a stellar trend by this rotation, it's asking a lot for him to go 7+. He hasn't been able to do that, but could he manage this game, pitch to contact, and keep this thing rolling?
Well, one key, I think, it's interesting. I was reading the Washington Post this morning. I have a digital subscription, And Dave Martinez, after the game yesterday, the manager of the Nationals, he sort of got on his club. He said, "Look, we're chasing too many pitches. What are we doing? We're swinging at everything. We're making it easy for them. They got a good club and they're pitching well. I'm not taking anything away, you know, from Fetty and Pallante, but we're making it easier for them." So he has basically told his hitters, like, you just hit, swing at strikes. Don't chase junk. Now, Miles Michaelis, in recent years, has not gotten hitters to chase as much as he did in the past. And I'll be interested to see the cat and mouse game today. Is he going to throw more balls and fewer strikes to see if he can bait the Nationals and they'll do it again? They'll swing at pitches out of the zone. So that's one thing to look at. The other thing is Mackenzie Gore is a really good pitcher. He goes for the Nationals today. And you just want to see the Cardinals keep this up, keep this up, keep this up. I think their offense is actually underrated because the amount of low-scoring games that they've had, three and under this year, it's actually about normal for every – in terms of the average, normal in terms of major league teams. There's nothing – like we look and say, oh, that's really bad. No, it's about middle of the pack. It's just not that bad. And the Cardinals actually have games of five runs or more. They're actually one of the leaders in the majors, the top 10 in that. So I think the offense doesn't get quite enough credit. I don't. And I think because – a lot of it is so much emphasis is on Walker and Gorman, Walker and Gorman, Walker and Gorman. But they got a lot of dudes in that lineup are going really, really well, you know, and that's proven out by what their overall team numbers have been, even though Gorman and Walker, hopefully it'll change. They haven't really done much at all offensively. So yet you still have the number, like a number 10, number 11 offense in baseball. I think that speaks well to the other hitters, right?
It does. It absolutely does. I can't wait for today and to see it all play out. Great hat, by the way. Bernie Miklas is with us on Facebook, X, and YouTube. That's a great lid.
Old school.
Yeah.
Old school. It goes back to the like one of their minor league teams in the 40s or something. So, yeah, I found that.
Pretty cool.
So, Kevin, so I hope Angie's having a great Mother's Day. I can't leave without saying that.
Happy Mother's Day
to Angie and everyone else.
She's off to a great start. My mom is listening, so... We appreciate all the moms out there, and happy Mother's Day to all the ladies in your life, Bernie. Thanks so much.
All right, Tom. Always great to be with you. Love it. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Bernie Miklas with us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday morning. When we come back, Joseph Newgarden, two-time Indy 500 winner, Doug Armstrong at 10:45, Christy Knoyer, SLU softball at 11:05, Lutz Fadensteel at 11:15, John Mozeliak at 11:25. We are packed before Cardinal baseball on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.